Hello, and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. So happy to be here with you on a Tuesday afternoon, or maybe it's a Tuesday evening, or even a Wednesday morning, where you are. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've got Carlo's second hour. We've got Tim Staples' first hour. Both hours, Ask Me Anything. All you got to do is dial the phone, 888-318-7884. Do you have to be Catholic to call? No, you do not. Do you have to be Christian? No, you do not. Do you have to be a believer of any kind? You absolutely do not. We love talking about the Catholic faith. And if you've got a question about it, this is the time to call. 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. Going to take a few minutes out of this hour and a few minutes out of next hour also to do some fundraising. We do that just four times a year. It doesn't take a tremendous amount of money, but it does take some money to keep this show going so that we can give it away free wherever it is broadcast, and we need your support to be able to do that. This is our quarterly pledge drive. As I said, we'll just take a few minutes. We're going to let Tim work really hard this hour. No use having him here if he's not going to answer questions.
Amen.
And, well, he's pretty good at raising money, too, though. But so I'm just going to give that number out one more time, and then that's it. And then you call and get on the line, and we'll get your question answered. Whether you are Catholic or not, if you have a question about the Catholic faith, 888-318-7884. Tim Staples is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of Behold Your Mother, a biblical and historical defense of the Marian doctrines. And he and I together have an assignment to raise $20,000 this hour. We have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match. So any dollar you give is going to be matched 100% up to $20,000. That number to call, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. 13 of our co-workers are on the line right now. More will get on the line as the hour progresses. Great time to call is early in the pledge drive. For one thing, it gets us off to a great start. For another, that means that line will be open later in the pledge drive when most of humanity will call, because that's how we human beings are. We procrastinate. So could you pick up the phone right now? Be our first caller, 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, I'll tell you when the first call comes in. $20,000 to raise this hour, but we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match. One other match to mention, and then I'm going to give it to Tim, and that is there's a second match for anyone who starts a new monthly pledge. You want to start a new monthly pledge, $10, $15, maybe you could do $30, $40, $50 a month, all matched twice. So your money is basically tripled this hour. 888-291-8000. Thank you very much for starting this off with me, Tim.
It is great to be here, my friend. And wow, another opportunity to grow Catholic Answers. I am excited, Cy Kellett. And I want everybody, look, we've really got a whole lot of folks waiting for your call right now. So do pick up that phone. Let's start off with a bang. What do you say, Cy Kellett?
Three callers on the line now, Tim.
888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And always remember, there's no backup, wait, or anything if you text Catholic to 24365 as well. But folks, we need you on the phones right now, 888-291-8000. You know what? I'm loving seeing some of these callers that have called in testimonies, you know, and I'm sure we'll get to some of them
here
a little bit later. But folks, you know what? We need your help right now. We are in exciting times right now in the Catholic Church. In case you haven't heard, there is a feeling across this country right now of hope. I see it everywhere I go, Cy. I know you do as well. But Catholics are on fire all over the world, but especially right here in the United States. And we want you to be a part of what's happening in the church right now. And I'm going to tell you something, Cy. I believe that over the last 30-plus years, one of the prime movers of the reason why we are seeing the numbers of conversions, people coming into the church, Protestants to atheists and everything in between, has been apologetics.
I agree.
The apologetics movement, and I'm going to tell you, Catholic Answers and our founder, Carl Keating, you can call him, I do, the godfather of the apologetics movement in the United States. Certainly on the lay level, that was Carl Keating and Catholic Answers. And man, it just seems like things are taking off right now. So folks, get involved. And how you can do that is supporting us here at Catholic Answers, because we have so many projects that we want to do and different ways of reaching out. But most importantly, you got to support us right here at 888-291-8000, right here at Catholic Answers, because, my friends, I will guarantee you, you give that money now. And but I got to ask you, Si, what about the monthly donors and such? How is the match working?
Okay, so here's the deal. If you come in at $10 a month, for example, I'll just go through the three basic levels. Come in at $10 a month at the number 888-291-8000. And thank you so much to those seven people. Out of all the folks listening, those seven people got us started.
Amen.
So let's say one of them comes in at the $10 a month level. They become a member of Society 315, which has a whole lot of benefits to it. You get our Society 315 t-shirt, for one. You get the car magnet, and you get regular updates and invitations and events and all that for being a member of Society 315. However, you give $10 a month, that match is tripled right now. So for us, it's $30 a month immediately, as soon as you make that commitment. But let's say you could come in at $20 a month. In addition to everything I just mentioned, we'll also send you the beautiful book, Feasts of Our Fathers, Praying the Church Year with the Early Christians, by the really incomparable Mike Aquilina. And we'd love you to have it. Yeah. And that's at the $20 a month level. Also, tripled immediately. So it's not like it trickles in for us. You make that pledge and it's tripled immediately.
So so the monthly donations are tripled.
Right, that's right. Now we have a triple match on. Yeah, because and they have the everything up to 20,000 is matched one time, but any new monthly donation is matched by a different donor.
That's what I wanted to hear, brother. This is a huge blessing, my friend. The reason why I ask you, Si, is I'm not in the meetings on this, and so this is exciting to me, because I can remember for years we didn't have these kind of matches.
No, they're wonderful
and
matches.
And we have to do it from pledge drive to pledge drive, and we had some folks come through again. So, folks, if you didn't hear that, man, you need to get on the line. We need you now. Your monthly donations are tripled, and every dollar you give is doubled if you call that one-time $100 gift. It's not a one-time $100 gift.
It is
it's
not.
It's a $200
gift. To us it is, yep.
And folks, that is true all the way up the road here to that $10,000 gift. That will immediately become $20,000 for us right at the get-go, right? But that $1,000 gift is $2,000. That $5,000 gift is $10,000. That $25 gift
is $50.
I love this. And when you think about the tripling of monthly donations, just think about this, folks. That $25 a month gift becomes $900, right? Instead of $300.
It's $900, yeah.
It's $900. And that $100 a month, you talk about our bread and butter, $100 a month gift becomes $3,600. Come on, folks. Give us a call right now. We need your help. We've got to take this gospel to the world. Folks need the Catholic faith. They need Jesus. And you think about Amen. The airwaves right now, how the Catholic faith is not understood. It is mischaracterized constantly, 24/7, even on well-meaning Christian stations, much less the secular media and such, that attack us and reduce us to a caricature. Folks, we need the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ to go out, because that, my friend, is the only thing that is truly going to transform our culture. So let me be quiet now, but call us now at 888-291-8000. We've got 9 open lines, folks. That cannot be. Please, no, we can't have this. We've got 9 open lines. Call 888-291-8000.
All right. We're not going to make you be quiet, though. We're going to make you talk. Noah in Texas is going to start us off. It's time to take some calls. Noah, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app, thank you so much for the call. Go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Forgive my voice. I'm a little sick. But my question is, after the new covenant, are Mosaic sacrifices still valid, like illicit, or are they just invalid?
Right, right. In fact, Hebrews chapter 10 is where you want to go to see this, where The inspired author is writing this letter actually to Jewish Christians who were being tempted to go back to the law for salvation. They were basically being taught, and you can read about this. It wasn't, and by the way, it wasn't just the Gentiles who were being tempted and told, look, it's great that you believe in Jesus, but you also need the, you know, the sacrifices, you need priesthood, you need circumcision in particular. And you can read about that in Acts chapter 15. And St. Paul had some very strong words about that. Anyone, he says in Galatians chapter 5, the verse six, first six verses, anyone who attempts to be saved by works of the law has forfeited Christ, he says, right there in verse 2. And in verse 4, you are fallen from grace, whoever seeks to be justified by the law. And that includes these sacrifices. Now, why is this? Because in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, the inspired author says, consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings thou hast not desired, but a body thou hast prepared for me, which is a Septuagint translation of Psalm 40 right there. That's a prophetic text that he's saying is fulfilled in Christ. In burnt offerings and sin offerings, thou hast taken no pleasure. Then I said, and this is the words of our blessed Lord, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, lo, I've come to do thy will, as it is written of me in the roll of the book. When he said the above, thou hast neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these that are offered according to the law. Then he added, lo, I have come to do thy will. He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. So in the establishment of the holy sacrifice of the Mass, those sacrifices of the Old Covenant have no efficacy whatsoever. Not even to, if the Jewish people were to reestablish the temple and start offering sacrifices, guess what? Those sacrifices have no efficacy whatsoever. Jesus Christ is the only sacrifice for our sins. That is central to our Catholic faith. That's central to the teachings of Jesus Christ. Now, of course, if that Jewish person is, it, you know, has never rejected the teachings of Jesus Christ and his church knowingly, then God will provide grace to that Jewish person through the truths that are communicated through the Jewish faith, such as God is one, God loves us, he has infinite mercy, and so forth. All of the teachings of the Jews that are consonant with the fullness of the revelation that we have as Catholics become instruments of grace, and their desire for truth becomes an avenue for them to receive the graces that come through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ alone, come through Jesus Christ alone and his church. They can receive and they will receive grace. And that's why we believe there's the possibility of salvation for those outside of the visible boundaries of the Catholic Church by their either relation or their joining with, depending upon where they are. We talk about how Jews, Muslims, even atheists can be related to the people of God through their desire, as long, again, they're not rejecting truth, and God alone knows the hearts of all of these people. It's not our place to judge. Am I right, Cy Keller?
You are correct about that.
Yes, we do not. We cannot judge their hearts, but we say through their relation to us because of that desire, they can receive grace. And those who have valid sacraments, Christians, be they Orthodox who have all seven sacraments or Christians who have two sacraments, they are instruments of grace for them as well. Once again, as long as they have not rejected the truth of Jesus Christ and his church. So it's a very important question, but on the objective level, it is plain. Those sacrifices have no efficacy whatsoever. It is the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He is, as John the Baptist said in John 1:29, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And folks, that's a good dovetail for me to ask you. Listen, we've got 9 open lines right now. Folks, it does my heart so well to be able to proclaim, Cy Kellett, what I just proclaimed, that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen,
he is the
amen.
Son of God. He is the one true sacrifice for our sins, and there is no other way to heaven except through him. And it's the Catholic Church and the Catholic Church alone that possesses the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that he gave to the world for salvation. How can we be silent about that, Cy Kellett? We've got to proclaim this, shout it from the rooftops, but right now we need your help because we're falling behind right now. Oh boy, we've only got 3 active callers right now. We've got 12 open lines. Can you pick up your phone? Look, I know there are some folks out there, you know you should have given a long time ago. Come on, you've been listening for a while and you go, you know, I should get, you know what, now's the time. Come on, pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, especially now where your gift, one-time gift, is going to be doubled. Your monthly gift is going to be tripled. Folks, and remember this, when you give, you are participating in the transformation of lives. You are participating in the salvation of souls. And we have so many testimonies to prove that point. I can't tell you how. I will go all over this world in my travels and speaking and such, and I hear it everywhere I go. Tell the folks at Catholic Answers, thank you. It was your radio broadcast that brought me to God, brought me back to my faith, or brought me to the Catholic faith for the first time. Folks, that's priceless. But we are not able to do this without your help. Please, folks, 888-291-8000. We need your help right now. And remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and give, or you can text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. I just want to share with you that Tim talked about testimonies. Let me give you one of those testimonies. You were saying, Tim, how there is this very positive feeling. And I do think here at Catholic Answers, part of it is because when we go out, we encounter young people. It's not they're young people on fire. And it's not a dying church. It's a church that's coming back to life.
Amen, brother.
And so we were recently at the SEEK conference, and let me get the name of this young woman. Audra said this to us at the SEEK conference.
I'm Audra.
Hey, Audra, and how has Catholic Answers affected your faith journey?
Yeah, so I'm a convert to the faith, and so I use Catholic Answers a lot to just kind of look at some of the early church history and some of the teachings, and it just helped it be simpler for me to understand some of the new theological ideas. So.
And we just heard it again and again and again at the SEEK conference. We're going to play some more of those for you. But Tim is not kidding when he says that Carl Keating made a huge difference in this world because for many people, there are obstacles to coming into the church, or there are obstacles to accepting the moral teaching of Jesus or the sacraments or whatever, or the Virgin Mary. Okay. And it's just a help and an act of charity, really, to help people overcome those obstacles by giving, you know, honest, peaceful, not confrontational, but joyful answers that tell people, yeah, this is the faith that Christ himself founded.
Amen. And
allow people to receive it. And that's what we're doing here. 888-291-8000.
Yes, 888-291-8000. And, you know, you mentioned it's an act of charity. It is, and at the same time, it's also an act of justice, folks.
Oh, yes.
And why do we say that? The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us that it's an act of justice inasmuch as every human being on this planet is owed, they deserve, the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is why, you know, St. Paul himself said it in 1 Corinthians 9, I think starting in verse 15, he said, "Woe be unto me if I preach not the gospel of Jesus Christ, for necessity is laid upon me," he says. I am compelled to do this because everyone deserves to hear the fullness of the gospel. And folks, most of the world has never heard the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They've heard distortions of who Jesus Christ is, distortions of the gospel. We possess it. And we have an obligation. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, section 900, tells us we have a right and a duty to proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we will be judged in accordance with how we... Because, look, this is a spiritual work of mercy to educate the unlearned, to admonish the sinner. That's two of the six, or seven, depending on how you count them, spiritual works of mercy. And that's what we're doing here, folks. Can you join with us right now? Come on, guys. We are way behind right now in getting that $20,000 match made. So we need your help right now. Can you spare? Look, we need that $1,000, that $2,000 gift. I think this is going to be one of these drives where it's really going to take all of us, Cy Kellett. We're going to need some big gifts, because right now we've only got four active calls. We've got 12 open lines. We're going to need, can you be that $10,000 giver, maybe that $5,000 giver right now? And that money will be doubled as soon as you give it. Maybe that $2,000 gift right now, that $1,000 gift. And folks, I say this all the time, Cy, but I know people will say, yeah, no, Tim's talking about all these big dollars, man. I could give maybe 25. Call! Yes! We need that 25.
And it'll double right now.
And that will double to $50. Don't let the devil tell you that your $25 or your $25 a month doesn't mean anything. That's a lie from the pit of hell, because as we said before, that $25 a month becomes $900. As soon as you get off the phone, or as soon as you give that gift, folks, come on, let's call right now, 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
Yeah, and all of those go to the same place. They all use up the same match, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, and a second match for anyone who will start a new monthly pledge. I gave the other levels. If you come in at the $45 a month level, that also is tripled right now. And in addition to all the other gifts we mentioned, you get the big book of Catholic answers. It's the one you've been waiting for, 250 of the biggest Catholic questions with comprehensive Amen. Answers, the big book of Catholic answers. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text the word Catholic to 24365. Back to the phones we go. Next is Jonathan in Michigan, listening on Catholic.com. Jonathan, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question.
Hi. My question was about baptism. And so I'm recently going into catechism and learning about baptism. And infant baptism in particular, there's,
yes.
I know that after a couple days you get the baby baptized. And I was wondering, why is it that when we're adults or older, that when we come to the faith or being catechized, it's not like as soon as possible, attempt to get baptized, if that's what, gotcha. Saving for the infant.
Got it. Gotcha. That's a great point, Jonathan. And I will say this, my brother, we need to present the gospel with a sense of urgency. There is no doubt about it. And I think at times our message is somewhat diluted because of a lack of urgency. I think you make a valid point here, Jonathan, that we need to do what St. Peter did at Pentecost, right? You know this, Jonathan. You read that famous, or we get a little snippet anyway. We don't get the whole sermon, but we get the gist of what Peter preached on that glorious Pentecost that gave birth to the church, at least in power, 2,000 years ago. He proclaimed Jesus Christ, and the people were cut to the heart. Imagine thousands and thousands of Jews were there from all over the world. They're coming to the temple for Pentecost. Peter preaches Jesus, and they were cut to the heart, and they said, what must we do? And what did Peter say? Repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then for the children, right, these are Jewish folk, they need to understand, baptism is the circumcision of Christ, St. Paul will say in Colossians 2, verses 11 and 12, right? This promise is for you and for your children. Right? They know exactly what he's talking about. So, Jonathan, the same urgency that we give in the proclamation of the gospel concerning babies should be given with adults. Now, having said that, Jonathan, there is a distinction between babies and adults in this sense, because with babies, infants, there's no need to catechize them. Why? Because they wouldn't understand you, right? They're too busy yeah. spitting up all over themselves to be able to listen to your words. And so they are in absolute need of baptism to get rid of original sin on their soul, but they have no personal sins, and they have no ability to make a profession of faith. What happened in the church, and it started even within the pages of the New Testament, right? Early on, it became obvious that there was a need to catechize because there were differing understandings of what the gospel of Jesus Christ is. Now, when Peter proclaimed it first, hey, there's no competitors, right? And so he proclaims the gospel, and they baptized 3,000 people that day. And then two chapters later, Peter preaches again, and they baptized, what was it, 4,000 or 5,000 that day. But when you had problems like with the Judaizers who were teaching a half gospel and all sorts of problems, then you see, for example, with Apollos in Acts 18, before he was baptized, he had to be taken aside and taught the way more perfectly. That's a key distinction.
All right, back with more Tim Staples Ask Me Anything on Catholic Answers Live.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match and lot to use up this hour and lots of questions to answer this hour. So we're going to do both things. It's the first hour of each quarter of the year. We take 6 hours and ask you to support us. And for coming up on, is it 30 years? That has worked, and we're so grateful for it. And so we only take part of the hours as well. We don't even use the whole 6 hours. I mean, Tim's already answered quite a few questions, and we'll do all kinds of good stuff. But we do have to ask you for your support right now. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Let me tell you what our situation is. We have donors who are matching every dollar given this hour up to $20,000. And then we have another donor or donors who will match every new monthly pledge, because people know that the monthly pledge is the lifeline of an apostolate like ours. So they want to help us get those. So that means if you make a new monthly pledge for $10 right now, just pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. It'll take you about 90 seconds. Immediately, that's tripled, and all that money goes into our bank account and lets us pay the electrical bills and all the things that need to be paid. We always try to be honest with you. We want to raise $20,000 this hour to use up that whole match. We raised in the first half hour 6,500 of that, 6,500. So that's actually not bad. I don't want anyone to feel like that's bad. It's the first hour is always the toughest. We're so grateful to those people who were generous enough to get us started, because that's the hardest thing, is getting started sometimes. So thank you so much to those who called. But there's 12 lines open right now. If you call 10 lines open. If you call right now, you will talk with one of our colleagues here in this building. We don't outsource the calls. They take the afternoon off from their usual work, and they answer the phones, and they'll be happy to talk with you, have a nice long talk with you about why you're giving to Catholic Answers. Or if you tell them, hey, I want to get this done, I got to go, they'll get you done in about 90 seconds. 888-291-8000. Can you use up that match money? Help us use up that match money this hour. Then we're on it's a very good start to our pledge drive if we do that. 888-291-8000. As I said, I'm going to let Tim answer questions, but I want to give out all three of those places where you can give. 888-291-8000. Go online. It all goes to the same place, same matches, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or just text the word Catholic to 24-365.
You know, I just wanted to mention to the folks, and I know we mentioned this at all the drives, but it's important. We have an attrition rate here at Catholic Answers. We actually lose supporters every quarter, and there's various reasons for that. Sometimes people move away from areas that have Catholic radio, and when they do, they stop giving, right? And that's understandable. We also have people die, and obviously they don't give any longer, and there are various reasons. But a very important reason right now, especially in the last few years, is the economy has been horrible for people. Inflation. People lose their jobs, and they just can't give. Si, you know this. We actually get people who will call us and say, you know what? I just can't give. We're broke. I lost my job, but I will give you 10 rosaries. I will pray for you. And you know what, folks? That is more important than all the money on the planet. And that is a fact. That's not cliche, my friends. That is a fact. But you know what? You got to step into the gap for those folks who have fallen off for whatever reason. Maybe they can't give. If you can, folks, pick up the phone now. 888-291-8000. And remember this. We have, I don't even know how many towers we have, but we have about, and this is a shocker for some folks, 11 supporters per tower.
Yeah.
That is tower, radio stations and so forth out there.
Yeah.
We have 11 supporters per. When you call in, you are adding, if you're the a first-time giver, you're adding to that number. And do you know what? If we can take that from 11 supporters per tower to 15, it would transform Catholic Answers. Yep. Overnight. So be that one right now, folks. If you haven't given before, and I said this before, and you man, maybe I should. Yes, you should.
Now's the time.
Now is the time at 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you, because let me tell you, brothers and sisters, we love doing what we do. There is nothing I would rather do than to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with anyone who will sit down and listen to me. I will tell you that, and that is honest engine, folks. You empower me and all of us here at Catholic Answers to do that, because without you, we simply cannot do what we do. So one more time. Folks, we've got 5 open lines. We got to fill those right now. Okay, good. We got 3 open lines.
That's good.
888-291-8000.
Fill them up. All right, let's go. Let's make Tim take some calls. As I said, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It goes to the same place. But off we go to Cedric in Quebec, Canada, watching on YouTube. Oh, I'm glad you called today. Yesterday, we had a 25% tariff on Canadian calls, but we can just let you through, Cedric. I'm just kidding, Cedric.
But it's been lifted.
Are you there with us, Cedric? I don't hear you.
Yes, I'm there. All right. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're happy to have you.
My question was, you said earlier that the Catholic Church has the fullness of the truth, and you can only find the fullness of the truth at the Catholic Church.
Yes.
And I was wondering, what was your position, you know, on the Orthodox Church and the churches, you know, the Eastern Orthodox Church?
Yes.
Do they have the fullness of the truth as well, or if they're missing something, like, what is it exactly?
Yes, great question. Well, Cedric, this is an excellent question, because, as you may know, Pope St. John Paul II famously gave us this quip. It's a and I think it's so beautiful that the separation between the Catholic Church and the Orthodox churches, he used the image of the church breathing on one lung, because the Orthodox are so close to us. They have, you know, the Assyrian Church of the East, the all the Orthodox churches of Antioch, the Russian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, Armenian, all the different Orthodox. They're so close to us because they have all seven sacraments. They have apostolic succession. They agree with us on so much. It is all the more painful that we have this separation, right? And again, it's like the church is breathing on one lung. We need to have a full reunion, and the church has been working toward that, especially, I mean, we have for 1,000 years, but especially since the council, we've made inroads to that end. And of course, the Orthodox are much, much closer to us than our Protestant friends, though we want to see everyone become Catholic, okay? But the bottom line is, no, they do not have the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. One huge loss is the papacy, the understanding of the supremacy of the Bishop of Rome. Now, they have apostolic succession, valid bishops, but they don't have the fullness of the gift of the magisterium or the teaching authority that Jesus Christ gave, because they don't have the Bishop of Rome or full union with him. Now, there are other individual theological issues that have arisen, unfortunately, over the years as well. Some pertaining to the moral law, you have a lack of clarity at times. Some disagreements, for example, on marriage, with the Greek saying you can have three marriages. Ah, that's painful, right? No. A sacramental marriage is until death do we part. I mean, we have issues like that. And a very important thing as well, Cedric, is the Orthodox churches don't have a voice in the world like the Catholic Church, because you don't have one voice. You have Orthodox churches that don't agree with each other as well as with us. And so that disagreement actually hurts in the propagation of the gospel. Not as much, of course, as the Protestants, because there you have literally tens of thousands of denominations teaching. You really don't know till you get in the individual church. You know, what in the world are you going to teach here? I mean, generally speaking. But the point is, with the Orthodox, it's so painful, because as Jesus said it in John 17:21, it would be through our union, our oneness. He said he prayed to the Father that we would be one. Why? So that the world may know you sent me. Right? Now, of course, we have the fullness of unity in the Catholic Church. We have one holy Catholic and apostolic church. But because there are people like the Orthodox who name the name of Jesus, who are not in full communion with us, it sends confusing messages to the world that what? Is there, you know, Jesus prophesied in John 10:16, there would be one fold and one shepherd. What, are there thousands of shepherds? Are there hundreds of shepherds? Of course, with Protestants, you've got tens of thousands and so forth. But even with the Orthodox, you don't have that singular voice, and you can't with the Orthodox, because they don't have the Pope. And that breaks our heart. But you know what? We are seeing tremendous things happen with Orthodox coming to the fullness of the faith. As you may know, we had the whole western half of the United States of the Assyrian Church of the East that came back into full communion with the church, their bishop, all their priests, and virtually almost the entire church came back to the fullness of the faith. I think that was back in 2008 or 2009. So that basically is it, Cedric. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, brother. Well, listen, God bless you, Cedric. And you know what, folks? Seeing the unity, not just to say, yeah, we have that fullness of unity in the Catholic Church, and that's true. It's one of the marks of the church that can never be extinguished, one holy Catholic and apostolic. But you know what? I look at it like this, Si. It's like when Jesus is proclaiming the truth and people are trying to get to him, and they can't get to him because the followers of Jesus are in the way.
Ah, yeah, right.
They're trying to get to Jesus, but the knuckleheaded Christians get in the way, right? I'm thinking of Zacchaeus, of course, who's trying, he had to climb up in a tree in order to get to Jesus. Folks, you know what? We need that unity of all Christians. Can you imagine under Jesus Christ and his vicar, the Bishop of Rome, what power that would be? We'd change the world in one generation. And you know what? We are helping to bring that about here at Catholic Answers. And I could tell you stories of how we had an Orthodox priest convert right on the phone yeah. years back. It was an Orthodox priest who said right on the air, live on Catholic Answers, he says, you know what? You've answered my questions for a long time now. There is nothing to keep me from becoming Catholic. And he has beautiful. Since come into full communion with the Catholic Church. He was an Orthodox priest. Folks, you know what? That kind of stuff happens. You would not believe how often at Catholic Answers. And it's because of you, folks. We need you right now. We've got 8 open lines. That cannot be, folks. Pick up the phone right now. 888-291-8000. Remember, your monthly gift. Folks, I can't emphasize enough how much we need that $10. Can you give $10 a month? I think you can. That $25 a month gift, and as I said before, that $25, you come in today and you give it, put it on your credit card, send in the check, whatever you're going to do, and that $25 becomes $900, right?
Yeah.
Because you've just pledged $25 a month. It's going to be tripled. That's $900. You call right now and give that $100 one-time gift, that $50 one-time gift. 50 becomes 100, 100 becomes 200. Folks, this is a deal. Come on, help us out at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
We're going to take a break, but let me give you just a couple of things. Tim was talking about how that $25 becomes $900. And so I just want to say Sarah in Tulsa, for example, just gave that $25. Plus she paid the fees on the donation. And so now that will become, it's $25 a month that Sarah will pay over the course of the year. But right away, all of that is matched for us. So all together, that's a $900 gift for us because it is tripled. 888-291-8000. All right, let me tell you just about a couple more. Brandon, for example, in Omaha, listening on the great Spirit Catholic Radio, just pledged $100 a month.
All right.
Well, Tim was saying, what is that? That's $1,200 over the course of the year. It's matched twice, so that's $3,600
praise
to
God.
Us because of what Brandon just did, pledged $100 a month. Ramona in Delaware just gave a one-time gift of $2,000, and we're very grateful for that, Ramona. But this is what Ramona did. She also paid the fees. She said the fee was an insignificant amount to pay to help save someone's soul. Ramona, that is the spirit. Thank you very much for that gift. Thanks to everyone who has been giving, and the gifts have come in all different amounts, and that's why we've got about, 17 minutes to go here
come
in the
on,
hour,
folks.
And $10,000 to raise, that's not a bad place to be in the first hour. It does mean we need a lot of people to pick up the phone and call.
And we need a big giver. We need a couple big givers, Si.
We do, indeed. Ramona got us started there. Thank you very much.
That's right.
888-291-8000, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live. One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. Saint Therese said, when we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue. Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Hi, this is Trent Horn. Catholic Answers Live is 100% listener-supported radio. That means we rely on your gift to keep sharing the truth about Jesus and His church. Please call now to make your gift at 888-291-8000 or pledge online anytime at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Thanks, Trent. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. We're still going to let Tim answer questions. We've got time between now and the top of the hour to let Tim answer some questions. We're halfway to meeting our goal for the first hour. I'll tell you what happens when you meet your goal for the first hour on one of these pledge drives. Done a lot of them. Everybody feels a lot better, and you're on a good path for the whole pledge drive. So 12 lines open, 8 people on the lines. That means 20 of our colleagues sitting at their desks ready to take your call right now. Amen. You want to chat with them? Chat with them. They'd be happy to. As a matter of fact, I think people really enjoy it because people love talking about, you know, people work here at Catholic Answers for a reason. They want to share the faith. They love hearing your conversion story or your reversion story or praying with you about the kids that you'd like to come back to the faith, whatever. But if you want to be done quick, they can also do that. They've been well-trained that if you say, hey, I got to do this fast, about 90 seconds, they'll get you off the phone. 888-291-8000. A little under 10,000 to go in the next 15 minutes. 888-291-8000.
So we need that couple of, we need a $2,000 giver. Can you be that $2,000? How about that $5,000 giver? That becomes $10,000, my friends. Pick up that phone right now. And again, we need everybody. We've got 11 open lines. So don't think, because I know, Cy, people, the devil does this. Oh, I don't want to block a line with my $25 gift.
You're not blocking a line.
Somebody else will call. That, again, is a lie from the devil. It takes all of us, folks. We have 11 open lines right now. Call that $25 gift right now that becomes $50. Call in that $50 one-time gift. Most importantly, my friends, that $25 a month gift, that $100 a month gift, like Cy said, we just got right before the break. Folks, that makes the difference. All of us together, pick up that phone, 888-291-8000. We've only got how much time?
13 minutes left.
13 minutes. We've got to bring in about $10,000. We can do it.
888-291-8000. All right. Let's let Tim answer some more questions. Robert is in Killeen, Texas. We're glad you're here, Robert. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay?
Very well. Doing great. Thank you.
All right. Terrific. I actually have a both a question and a prayer request, if that's okay.
Yes. Sure.
All right. So my prayer request is for my friend John. He's an atheist, but I get the feeling that he's in that state of mind where I don't believe in God, but also I hate him. So I just want prayers for my friend that he'll he'll snap out of it, because I'm trying to talk to him and reason with him, but he's it seems to be kind of flip-flopping between those two positions. So
I think you are,
keep him in your prayers.
You are very wise to ask for prayers. Amen. Often that's the most important thing we can do. And I know that many callers are praying for your friend right now, and we'll include him in our prayers. Thank you.
Yes. How else can we help you, brother?
And then my question is so I've been trying to become Catholic for a few years now, and I think I might actually be getting confirmed this year and participating in the Easter Vigil.
Praise God.
Praise God, but, brother. You just made our day.
Thank you. So my question is, I understand that early Christians had Marian devotions.
Yes.
And I understand, you know, her position as Queen of Heaven,
yes,
as in Revelation, and I understand that you know, her prominence in the Gospels is to be noted.
Yes.
But I'm not really sure why early Christians had Marian devotions. And also just kind of a side note, I'm just wondering if there are like any historical records or writings or letters that point to the Assumption of Mary, because I'm kind of struggling with that. So really, it's the Marian stuff that I've been kind of having a stumbling block with. So I'd appreciate.
Well, Robert, you called the right place. I'll tell you, Robert, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you out a copy of my book, Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. I have a whole, actually, couple of sections on exactly what you're talking about, the Assumption, and I go heavy into the historical evidence for it, because in recent years, inspired by, there's where the insp came from, inspired by the great Pope Pius XII, when he promulgated the dogma of the Assumption, there was a real movement among theologians and bishops to seek for greater historical evidence for the Assumption. And it was found. There was a great book written by Father A.A. Wenger, called, it was written in French, L'Assomption. And he writes about some new discoveries that were made as a result of Pope Pius XII's call for an intense endeavor to find more, manuscript evidence is what they focused on. And we did. In fact, new manuscripts have been found, not new, but that date. In fact, one manuscript dated all the way back to the 3rd century. I point that out in the book. And these are extremely important because basically what it reveals is what we already know. We know because of the church's radical, and what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, you know, the new center. Of all the metaphors for the people of God, there is a new center. And what is that? The body of Christ, that new center. I think that's in section 753 of the Catechism. I could be wrong there, but a new center. Why? Because of the advent of Jesus Christ and our being incorporated into him, that is the foundational principle for what's called the communion of saints, and the fact that we can, by the power of Jesus working in us, effect healing in each other and exercise a power that the Old Testament people of God could not even imagine, right? And so, of course, Mary, being the greatest of all members of the body of Christ, wields the most power by God's design. Now, all through Jesus, of course, in him, with him, and through him, but that's the source of her power, as all of us. And it's because of that new revelation of just who we are in Jesus Christ, that's the foundation, and that is the foundation that says, look, in Mary, in Revelation 12, sometimes, as you know, it's so disturbing. Mary is depicted there almost in a godlike fashion, right? But she's not God. She's just so glorious, as we all are, because we're in Christ. Now, of course, she to a degree greater than the rest of the members of the body of Christ combined. So that's kind of the foundation. Now, when we send you my book, brother, you're going to see that's foundational, but then you launch into a just plethora of biblical texts and then historical evidences that show not just the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which now we have more evidence for manuscript-wise than we have in the last 1,500 years, which is exciting, but you'll see the evidence for all of the Marian dogmas. So can we send that out to you, brother?
I put them on hold. Sorry, Robert. Go ahead. Can we send that out to you? Behold your mother?
Sure. I would definitely appreciate it.
All right, and I'll make a deal with you.
Knowledge on the subject.
Yes, and I'll make a deal with you. You read that book, you can call us back, and you and I can talk. And I'm not talking about on the air. I can talk to you from my office here at Catholic Answers. And folks, you know what? That's why right there you need to support Catholic Answers, folks. We have 12 open lines right now. We have a long way to go. We need another $6,000 in the next 7 minutes. And like I said, that means we need a couple of $2,000 givers. Can you be that $5,000? There's somebody that can give that $5,000 gift right now, my friends, at 888-291-8000. Or maybe you can be that $2,000 giver, that $1,000 giver. And please, folks, look, we've only got 3 active callers, and we've got 6 minutes left to meet this match. We need about $7,000. $6,000 and $7,000. Let's do it, folks. 888-291-8000. And you just heard the reason why. Here is a man who is on his way into the Catholic Church because he has seen the truth about the Blessed Mother, about the Catholic Church, and Catholic Answers is a big reason why he is coming into the church. And you just heard me answer him. And we can give the tools, folks. We send out a copy of my book or Trent's books or Carlo's books or Jimmy Akin's books and so many others we have at Catholic Answers Press. Are you kidding me, right? Folks, this is why you need to call 888-291-8000. We've got way too many. We've got 13 open lines right now, 888-291-8000. Give that $25 a month. That becomes $900. Give that $100 a month, that becomes $3,600 right now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
Perfect time to fill up those lines because we can do it. We can close this gap, probably less than $6,000 now at this very moment to go. 888-291-8000. Fill those lines. We'll be gone for a couple minutes, so it's a great time to give. You won't miss any of the show. Carlo is coming up next hour. We'll continue with Ask Me Anything. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All of it goes to the same place, the same matches, or you can text the word Catholic to 24365. Let's fill up those lines right now. Our colleagues are waiting for your calls. They'd love to speak with you. Any amount is going to help us get there. About 6,000 to go. 888-291-8000.